Als Electronic-Musiker, als Electronic-Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Wenn dieses Geräusch ertönt, dann will der Computer, dass man sich mit ihm befasst. So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
End of file. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hallo. Ich habe einen Gast und mein Gast heißt Mad. Hi, Mad. How are you?
I just realized I don't speak German.
Yes. I was just thinking, like, what did we talk when we met? Because we met last winter on the micro version of this event in Tokyo.
Yes.
And...
So Japanese. That's the language I prefer, but I can try English, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're fine. You're doing just fine. Yeah, we met, as I said, we met in Tokyo, and where you were playing at some event called Festival of Modular in Tokyo.
Yes.
Which is where you're partly based, and I think you're also partly based in Berlin, or has that changed?
I actually live in Berlin summer and winter, and spring and fall I travel in Japan, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, you're around a lot. You're no nomadic person. Yeah, yes. And you're also here as a representative for Sound Freak.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And also in a nomadic fashion, because this time Alina decided not to have a booth.
We are the booth.
You are the
booth.
We
are the booth.
You are a walking booth.
Yes, why not?
Yeah. So what's new with Sound Freak?
I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that, but we have a new sequencer and we have two new filters.
And the specialty with Sound Freak, for those who don't remember from the years before, is that it reminds people of Buchla systems.
Yeah, Sound Freak is actually the Buchla format and under license from EMS. So it's actually the VCS3 clone, not clone, it's like a new version of VCS3. All the sounds are the same. They try to make the components very close to the original one. So it's not more stable, but still useful. Yeah. And also, we don't make the matrix, the modulation router, because we use this Buchla format, so we can use the banana jacks and more attenuators for modulations. Yeah, so it's basically EMS in Buchla format.
And you are part of the development team? No,
I'm just friend. I have no idea why I'm here. Yeah,
because you are more willing to talk. Maybe. No.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they are buying me beers. Yeah.
But how did you encounter the Sound Freak system?
So 3 years ago when I visiting Super Boost and Sound Freak's filter was the best of that year for my personal opinion. Yeah. So I bought one filters and the same year they came to again Tokyo, and then we become very close friends. Yeah, since that.
And now it's part of your system because you are actually a musician, an artist.
Yeah, I was actually quitting musician. Yeah, I was trying to make audio, video things, but that's why. Yes. Yeah.
But what's different?
Yeah, it's just I couldn't stop this. Turn on the power. This always sounds amazing. Yeah, and
I'll just have this OV Oct Or how would you say that?
It's a zero voltage per octave, which means I use no pitch in when I composed it.
And because it's about lunchtime, I would decide on track number 4, Drought and Hunger.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, or is there something else that you
would love? No, I totally forgot what this.
What the titles
are. Just a practice, yes.
Someone else's laptop. But
sag doch einfach, wenn du was abspielen willst. Ich zieh hoch gerade. Kommt was?
Ja, es kommt was.
Es kommt was.
Es kommt was. Läuft 3 Minuten noch.
Nee, der ist weg. Bist du an die Klinke gekommen? Okay, macht mal weiter. Ist abgebrochen, der Song.
Okay, warte mal.
Alles klar.
Wir sind zurück und das war ein Stück von Madsen, Zero Volts per Octave ist das Album, das man auf seinem Bandcamp findet. Madsen. Also so ähnlich wie Magazin, aber mit Madness at Bandcamp. And we were just chatting in while the music was running about the Festival of Modular, which has changed its date. So it isn't happening in late November anymore, but
it is happening on the Halloween.
All right.
Yeah, this year. So it's October 31st and November 1st.
Yeah.
For Tokyo and November 8th for Osaka.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll be there again.
I have to be there.
You have to be there.
Yeah, my usually annual plan for Halloween is go to Tokyo Disneyland, but I'm not allowed this year. Yeah. I'm kind of pissed off.
How can she ever make it up to you?
No, it's not her fault. It's the festival's modulus fault. Anyway. Yeah.
So, but the thing is, you will also represent Sound Freak there. Or what do you do?
I will help Sound Freak. Also, like last year, I brought some Taiwanese artists. I booked a booth for Taiwanese artists. Maybe this year I will do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And what is the focus this year? Because last year it was Southeastern Asia with the acts that we're playing. You're originally from Taiwan. So where else are people? Oh, is there also a territorial focus?
I have no idea. I hope they can focus on Halloween so everyone can
come in costume.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Ah, yeah. I mean, I remember you looked stunning. You had also some.
No, I have nothing.
Well, you look like a wizard.
Thank you. Yeah, because then no one can see us. So it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's the charm and the pity of radio. So thank you very much, Madsen, for coming along and enjoy Superbooth Undercover. Right? And I don't know, are we allowed to say that there is also a presentation of Sound Freak in town?
Just try catch us in the Superbooth and we will let you know.
All right.